disease?
Well, toadstool is usually used to mean mushrooms which are not edible because they're poisonous.
Say if a man had a very sore throat, wanted to eat something, and I said, well, he can't because he can't.
He can't swallow it.
And these things that people smoke, some people smoke.
Cigarettes or cigars.
And if there were a lot of people at a party, they might be.
Singing and laughing.
You know how to go on.
That's all right. You could have said 57-4 for that one.
If somebody offers, you know, to do you a favor, you might decline it by saying, well, that's nice, but I really don't want to be.
Obligated.
And if somebody asks you to do something, and you are able to do it, you might say, well, sure,
I can do it.
And on the other hand, if it's not possible, you say,
I can't do that.
And if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work for them, you might say, well, I'm sorry, fella, but I started to work before sunup, and I've
worked all I'm going to today.
And talking about a serious accident, you've seen, you might say, well, there's no need to call the doctor because the victim was...
already dead.
Farmer's looking at his corn, and it seems unusually short this time of year. He might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it to be taller.
Well, my word association, the first thing that came to my mind was it ought to be taller. You could also say it should be taller.
Okay. Or say if a little boy is daring another one to do something, say run through a graveyard, you might say, well, I'll dare you to do that, but I'll bet you.
I'll bet you won't dare, I think. It's an awkward sort of phrase. I don't think I'd use it. But.
Okay. Or if somebody isn't doing what he was instructed to do, you might say, well, now you're not doing what you
ought to do.
Or if a kid gets a whipping, you might say, well, looks like he did something he...
I would probably say shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. Ought not to have done would be my negative of ought to.
And in refusing to do something, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
I won't.
Or, talking about somebody who's been standing around while you've been working your head off, you turn around and say, well, now, you have helped me, you know.
You might have helped me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or, talking about the possibility of your being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
might.
Okay. What about this bird that supposedly can see in the dark, makes hooting noises?
Well, if it makes hooting noises, I suppose it's a hoot owl.
Okay. Do you know of a smaller variety with a very high-pitched, shrill voice?
I have heard of a screech owl, but I don't really know about the size or anything.
Okay. And the bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker. Incidentally, on the owls, you've, I'm sure, heard the superstition that an owl means a death in the family. Mm-hmm. Not very long ago, my aunt and uncle heard and saw an owl outside their house. They live out in North DeKalb County. And just a day or two after that, my uncle's mother died. So, and I, as far as I know, that's the only time there's ever been an owl around there.
Yeah.
So, superstition or not. Yes, makes you wonder.
Well, what about, have you ever heard a woodpecker called anything?
No.
Have
Red-headed woodpecker is the only species that I know.
Have you